The Red Sox had no intentions of bringing up number two prospect Blake Swihart this early in the season, but injuries forced their hand. MLBPipeline.com's Bernie Pluskoff joining us now. And Bernie, this is a catching prospect who can obviously hit. What do you like best about him?
Tim, you're right. He can hit. He is the number one catching prospect in the MLB.com top 100. He's an extremely good hitter. Probably got called up sooner than they would have liked, but with Christian Vasquez and Ryan Hannigan on the disabled list, it is time for Mr. Swihart. He is 6'1", 205 pounds, and the thing about him, he is a switch hitter that can hit both left-handed and right-handed pitching. He's a little better from the right side, but he has no trouble hitting either lefties or righties. And what I like about him is that his defense continues to improve. He's an extremely good defender, a very good line drive hitter. He should hit for a good batting average. And I think as he develops, his power will develop.
Bernie, when you look at it, you've said how much he can hit and he's good defensively, but how good defensively can he be at the major league level? Is he an above average catcher behind the plate?
Way above average. I have him at a 60 to a 65 on my grading scale, defense and arm strength. He threw out over almost 40% of base runners trying to steal in the minor leagues, 39 to be exact, and I think he will be an outstanding defensive catcher. What has to happen now, he has to get used to breaking balls in the big leagues, a little bit better quality pitching, and he's only 23 years old. So he has his future ahead of him. He recognizes pitches extremely well. He's selective. He has a good eye at the plate, good eye-hand coordination, sprays the ball from foul pole to foul pole. So what you have is a guy that can hit, a guy that can receive very well, and the number one catching prospect in Major League Baseball, now playing for the Red Sox, but he's still in their pipeline.